Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, May 20th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. Google will open its first permanent physical retail store in New York City as part of Google's existing campus in Chelsea, set to open in summer 2021. The store will sell a variety of Google hardware like Pixel phones, Nest devices, Fitbit wearables, and Pixel books, as well as serve as a pickup location for online orders. ByteDance CEO Zhang Yiming announced he will step down from the role, naming his longtime colleague and ByteDance's head of human resources, Liang Rubo, as his replacement. Yiming will move to a key strategy position with ByteDance by the end of 2021 and will remain chairman of the company's board. Google will update all Nest displays, speakers, and the latest Nest thermostat to support the interconnected cross-platform smart home standard Matter, which will allow Google Assistant to control other devices on the network that support the protocol. Newer devices like the Nest Wi-Fi, Nest Hub Max, and second-gen Nest Hub can also serve as Matter connection hubs, and Google will also build in Matter support to Android. Apple announced a number of new accessibility features, including a one-on-one sign language interpreting service called SignTime for shopping and support sessions, set to launch on May 20th in the US, UK, and France. Apple also brought Assistive Touch to Apple Watch, will introduce eye tracking support for an on-screen pointer to the iPad with compatible MFI devices later this year, as well as adding support for new bidirectional hearing aids. In testimony during the Epic versus Apple antitrust case, Apple's head of software engineering, Craig Federighi, said, "We have a level of malware on the Mac that we don't find acceptable." He further said the Mac faces a significantly larger malware problem than iOS, with over 130 types of Mac malware identified since last May, including one that infected 300,000 systems. Spotify announced a partnership with the audiobook platform Storytel, letting existing Storytel subscribers connect their account through Spotify to then access audiobooks in the Spotify app. This integration uses Spotify's open access platform it introduced in April and will be available later in 2021. HBO Max will launch a $10 a month ad-supported tier in the first week of June, creatively titled HBO Max with Ads. Users on the tier won't be able to download content for offline viewing and won't have access to Warner Brothers movies the same day they debut in theaters. Facebook introduced a new transparency center, which offers details on Facebook's content moderation policies, including data and metrics. The site claims Facebook removed 97% of hate speech from its platform before being reported by users, with the category making up between 0.05% and 0.06% of content on Facebook. TikTok announced a tool that lets creators bulk delete up to 100 selected comments or block users. The feature will first roll out to Great Britain, South Korea, Spain, United Arab Emirates, Vietnam, and Thailand, expanding to other global markets in the coming weeks. Google is experimenting with a follow button in its Chrome browser that acts like an RSS reader for websites. If a user follows a website that uses RSS, new content from that publisher will appear in the new tab page as part of the following category that includes cover images, headlines, and published timestamps. No word on when this experiment might become a standard Chrome feature. The next version of Chrome OS will feature full support for Linux apps on the platform, previously launching in beta in 2018. Chrome OS 91 also adds a new terminal app, better USB support for Linux apps, and a faster update to the underlying Linux container. Robotics maker Sphero announced Indy, a robotic car for young children programmed using simple colored tiles dropped on the floor, or the Sphero EDU Junior app for more complex tasks. Pre-orders are now open with a $125 single student kit or a pack of 8 for the classroom with the charging case for $1,200, shipping in September. The music streaming service Deezer updated its Apple Watch app to support offline listening for paid subscribers, supported on Apple Watches back to the Series 3. Apple Music and Pandora also support offline listening for subscribers, with Spotify offering the ability to stream music to a watch directly without a paired phone. And finally, Microsoft announced that consumer versions of Internet Explorer will go out of support on June 15, 2022. Windows 10 long-term servicing channel customers will still include the browser. Microsoft Edge is the formal replacement for IE, which includes an IE mode that supports older ActiveX controls and other legacy functions, with Microsoft pledging to support that feature until at least 2029. IE will be remembered fondly by users who enjoy broken web standards and security exploits. Good night, sweet prince. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.